Hi, this is Kashish. Welcome to a new episode of Business Odyssey.
Hi, I'm Lakshmi, based out in Bangalore, India.
Hello, I'm Laura, curious by nature. Today, we are joined by Rohit Bahu. He is the APF country ambassador for India. He is also APF certified People Access Grandmaster. Rohit is well known by being an agile, enthusiast, and design thinking advocate. Today, we are talking about the challenges on the transition from an HR traditional area to an agile people as functions within the business. Happy learning. Hello, Rohit. Thank you so much for being here today, sharing your experience and your knowledge with the audience. And we have a big topic today to talk about. Before moving into that, I would love that you introduce yourself to the audience. I think it's much better. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I want to extend my sincere gratitude to inviting me, and it is indeed an honor for me to be part of this esteemed podcast. I just wanted to share about what I'm saying. Yes, I'm a driving, energetic HR professional. I work in the industry over 7+ years experience. Especially into HR professionals or HR team, and I successfully executed and supported critical HR initiatives to my day-to-day operations, to the businesses where I work. I have a multiple sectors experience. So yes, and currently I'm working with the as a people operation manager at Pinecliff Technologies, the Pinecliff group of companies, and I get exposure of multiple dimension of the organization. And also I am an APF country ambassador of India. So it is a very challenging for me to work as an APF country ambassador in India. Yes.
Yes, it's like, first, thank you for the introduction. And again, happy to be that you are part of the podcast and also part of the APF community. It is a challenging role. Yes, I agree. I can certainly agree with you. And I believe that we can talk about that in a different format or whatever. But 100% agree that is very challenging. Of the work that we do as a country ambassador, and we do in our day-to-day activities as well, when it comes to the awareness also, and to show that experience help other people to experience that as well. So the topic today is about the alchemy of people operations. So my first question is, what do you mean by that? And I will leave the second question to ask you after that. So,
Okay. Let's demystify what is agile alchemy for me. It really means to the it is a context of human resource, because many people believe the terms of HR is very outdated. And it is a truth, and there is a truth. Since 1960s, we talk our businesses talk about humans are mere resource, okay, or assets. And this old school thinking overlooks it's the true value and complexity of the people today's work. Okay, and we all know about the agile methodology. Agile methodology is mostly designed for software development things, okay, in 1990s, nearby that era. But it is the most, we know about the history, we know about the everything, what is exactly agile is working. Agile methodology is kind of the adaptability and the they base their principle is a collaboration, continuous feedback, improvement, applying them into the realm of HR. It is the most challenging part. And it's about the transformation. Okay, it's about the transformation from traditional HR aspect to the into the agile way. This kind of the things is agile alchemy, because agile is the there is the first step towards the innovation, towards the taking a new approaches about the new world, because we are facing a VUCA world, BANI world, and in this world we face uncertain things. And as a HR, as a businesses, because we are helped to achieving the business goal side by side. That's why as a HR or as a people operation term, as a people team, we need to align with our business goals, and we face uncertain things, uncertain situations, this kind of, that is the most important. And this is the first step towards the innovation we are going to take. Yes.
I see. So, because I wanted to understand, how do we make that transformation? What is the best approach? I know there is many of them, and of course, all of them, if not majority of them, yes, are customized and unique. So in your experience, how do you go through that transformation on a complex environment, on an uncertain environment, and so on? In particular, taking care of that human side of that kind of transformation within people.
Yes. So whenever we talk about the agile methodology, easy to understand, easy to learn. But when the part is come to the implement, and implement is just so hard, because I personally feel the many challenges. For example, I just want to means I'm working with the IT startup, IT industry startup. Okay, this is the IT company and there is a startup. So I just going to example how can we privilege. So the company is a rapidly growing in their particular domain, okay, in particular market they were working on that part. And before joining, they are basically depend upon the traditional HR practices, especially they have a very lengthy recruitment process. Okay, so what is the thing is that they have a very lengthy recruitment process. They have faced to the annual performance reviews, and which is the most challenging. What I'm done into the first quarter of April, May, June, and then I remember that by end of the year in March, next March, okay, oh, I'm doing these things and that time, and then I'm put all the things into that way. So this is very lengthy performance management system. And also the job descriptions we can talk about, they are very rigid job profile structure, is not it's like a hierarchy structure, and it is impact too much values, business values, or we can say business scale. We talk about the when the business scales, and it is becoming increasingly heavy, create a heavy burden on this part. Okay, but when I personally enter to the team and then I talk about the agility, the agile is decided to redesign all the things. Okay, we redesign the recruitment process. We identify some culture fit profiles, people. We are talking about, we are not going to take interview based on their technical. Yes, technical is mandatory. Okay, technical, they are working on the languages or whatever the thing is that. But accordingly that, what about they think about the culture part? What exactly they face in their previous organization? What is they currently now facing the current organization? Okay, and what they are expecting from us, and what they are providing to the achieving the business goal. So this is the most important, where the culture is coming there. These are the things is the most important when you're talking about the agility. Okay. And implementing the child practices, you identify continuous feedback. So it will help you to analyze to your performance in every duration after a duration. Okay, so in first quarter, someone is facing some challenges. That's why their performance is not meet the expectation. Then their managers and the people team is know and aware about that. Okay, so we get the feedback. And what is exactly then? Then we communicating with the employee or people member. So what is exactly you are facing? And the next quarter, we resolve this query. And then next quarter, he will jump up with the very above expectation. He achieved that goal. And again, the second, third quarter, if they have facing some challenge, then we will work on that part also. So these kind of the agility create something is a unique, but it is a very good thing. And that and we functionally hiring these people, we streamline the decision making process also, align with their. So when we identify this kind of the challenges and we resolve this within the duration, and then we supporting to the growth for the individuals and also the business. So these examples, we can demonstrate how agile methodology implementing to the people ops. Yes.
Yes. It's like, yes, it's very challenging. And sometimes I share a little about my yes. experience. Yes, we want to change things. We want to improve things. And yes, we want to focus on this and this and this. And then when you start saying, okay, this involves the culture side as well. And they say, no, no, because this is only technical stuff. This is execution. This is operational and so on. So, okay, yes, go ahead with that. And because sometimes it's not up to us the decisions, especially when you are working as a consultant. So, put yes. it simpler, of course, no? But my point with this is you reach to a point that culture tells you this is not going well. Because elsewise reasons, because the culture is not moving and the values are, okay, I forgot the word, but they are not fitting into each other. The change with the culture and then the people, and so those kind of blockers need to be thinking beforehand. When you're at the moment that you said, okay, we want to improve the team, we want to streamline the recruitment process or the onboarding process, how do we do that? What need to consider? So those kind of questions, curious questions, to see what is involved. My point of view is everything is connected with everything. System thinking, that yes. vision is the way I approach with clients and the way I like to see them. So in that sense, everything has an impact. Everything is interconnected. And so yes, it's like I totally resonate with you on that sense.
Yes.
So my question for you is, how do we how do you, in your case, in your experience, how do you facilitate those difficult conversations with the different stakeholders when you start acting as an ambassador or as a champion on that kind of change?
Okay. First of all, every stakeholder Yes. Every stakeholder have their different opinion. Okay. And yes, they feel it's like they have mastered all these things part. And yes, we understand all these things. But what is our role is we just need to communicate with the very simple language, but very effective language. Okay. Because I've already told, because agility, when we're thinking about to implement agile, then we need to fight on many levels. We need to communicate with the very different level. First of all, we need to talk about with our stakeholders. Okay, so our language is very different. That kind of the we are talking about how to achieving the business goals and how the agile will help this thing. If your product teams is already adopted the agile, so the stakeholders is already aware about that. What is agile? If we implement agile, and then what is the impact, all the thing. But you need to just only push through the your people perspectives or a people operation team perspective. Okay, so that is the main challenge. If your stakeholders are not aware about the agility, then it is a very big challenges. Then we need to start with the culture of what is the culture of the organization, because that is the culture is the most important, where you talk about the entire organization. Whenever the people is joined and they feel, oh yeah, that is the good culture, they are providing a very good learning experience, they are empowering to the people, like or forecast fostering cross-functional collaboration. They are encouraged the cross-functional collaboration, and these kind of the things is happen, and then you slowly develop to move to the agile, because this is where you nurturing your team, you work with them. So this kind of the culture, everyone is required. So then we need to go with that, and how as a stakeholders is always about the talk about, if I'm doing these things, and then how, what is my result, what is my achievement, all the things. So then you need to, every time you put this word, okay, I'm nurturing the people on a floor, then I will get this kind of the we can say result, and it will help to the achieving the goal. So this kind of the conversation which should be happen when we are transforming performance we can say the performance things system, then we talk about, if we are breaking all the things, if we are breaking entire the project with a very small contribution, then we continuously update ourselves as a continuous feedback. So first quarter we will get this kind of the points, we work on that, and then we will get more clarity about our goal. Okay, so you, this kind of help you to design your performance system with the quarterly base. So this is communicating with the stakeholders, with the line manager. Also, again, it is a very difficult part, because they are very technical persons. They are very good in technical parts. Okay, the HR is talking, or people teams is talking about this kind of thing. Okay. Oh, I will do. And then they forget this. But so every time we need to communicating with them to done with this part, we need to conclude these things. So initially, first three quarters, you face many issues. But yes, again, by fourth quarter, they will regulate, or they change their mindset. Okay, if the people team is suggesting that way, so we need to go also that way. So this kind of the, in business, we always align with the human elements to this kind. So these all the things where you nurturing your employees, communicating with your stakeholders, and so yes, it is a very difficult when you communicating with the multiple. If they are know about the agile, it is a very good, your work is already done. You just need to align what is the human perspective is that, and how the agile will help to the your as a human perspective, and it's about the people's value, and we can say they engage to the people with your business goals or culture. Okay, so this kind of the things is all. But if they are not aware, then you need to start from ABC. So they describe each and every part, each and every communication, and this slowly you take a small step. Again, you can implement agility on over there. You design a one project and breaking down. Okay, I talk with this part, I explain this in this quarter. So second quarter, I learn all the things. Third quarter, I'm taking a pilot project and run the project. And when I get a success and then I implement in fourth quarter in the bigger level. So you break down all the things, and you can say the breakdown silos. silos, and you create the agile from the scratch. So that is the things where we just go.
I see. Yes, very difficult. So I'd like to highlight something, if that's okay. You mentioned like to tackle through a project and by quarter also. So I assume that you are aware or you work with the OKR framework as well because of the quarter. And also, I think I might write about this, that you like to implement design thinking within HR.
Yes.
So my question related to that is, what do you think are the benefits of implementing design thinking when you go through that transformation from traditional HR to agile HR?
Yes. So design thinking is the most important assets, or we can say the weapon for the every HR professional or people teams member. They should be adopt, they should be learn, and they should be implement this part. Because design thinking is where whatever you face the challenges, you gather all the requirement about the challenges, you list down the documents, and then you start to think about, you start to research about how can I change myself. If I go this route, I face some issue, then I'm going to try to change another direction. Okay, so design thinking help you to identify which direction is better for you. Use experiment all the things. If you fail, then again you start from this, what exactly I'm facing that. Again, you documentize all the challenges. Again, you start to research on that. Again, identify the new way. Then you experiment all that. If you get a success, then you take a one step ahead. But if you're not, then again, return to back and you start to working. Because many times what happened when we are talking about the agility implementation phase, okay, so design thinking help you to design, help to the implement in the very easy way. Okay, many times you fail the challenge because in software development, agile is in software, it's a very different agile. There is a no blueprint available for the human resource implementation. Okay, many organization taking a very small level, small things, but they are not implement entire agile with that. But they, when they implement agile, they provide their touch, they provide their own philosophy, or we can say that own method. They create something where these things come. It's come from the design thinking. From my side, I'm using a design thinking at a very high level. Every time, whatever in especially in recruitment process, if I'm facing some challenges, again I'm list down all the things. Then I start to work on that. I go to the internet, research all the things, identify, well, how can I get this part, how can I, so I try to implement all the things. If I get a success, then I continue start. If you're not, again I repeat the entire scenario. So yes, design thinking is a very important we can say weapon for the HR professional. They, every HR should be implement about. It is not related the only the we can say that it is not only limited things to the any professional, but it is a very huge the design thinking provide a very huge dimension of a work for me. Whatever you facing issues, you follow these things, you will get the result as soon as. I think you mute.
Sorry, I was talking about, my apology, is that we had a heavy rain and in the, I didn't want to have that kind of note, so I wasn't sure, so I mute myself, but then I didn't realize, thank you. So I was saying that while you were sharing this experience about the design thinking, we have, like in HR or people operations, there are different size we need to tackle at the same time, maybe. So when you do that kind of transformation within HR, did you, it's like the feeling of that transformation was harder in one areas than in other areas, such as, for my point with this is, in the recruitment process and the onboarding process usually tends to go faster or adapt more easily than when it comes to learning and development process, a performing process or areas. And so yes, or that part, that's my question. Meaning, put it simple, if there is any difference,
yes,
when you go through that transformations, mm-hmm, in the different areas that are taking place in HR.
Yes, actually, when I have, again, I'm talking about the agile, if you are going to implement agile, is a very hard in each and every perspective. Okay, whatever the term, whatever the stream, and whatever the field is, you mentioned all that learning and development, and we can say the recruitment, performance, onboarding, entire the thing is very hard to generate. Because every HR professional is facing same issue. Like, he will not get same task again. Okay, sometimes tasks come from the modify way. Sometimes it is a very different kind of the version. Every time he complete the task, and once means every time he get the new task, it is a totally different from a last previous your there his previous task. Okay, so every time the challenges come with a very different level, and this UCA world we are facing, every time challenges come with the very kind of the, we can say that, very rich or very difficult ways they are facing. Okay, so this that so that time you always about like you need to identify, yes, design thinking, it is going to help you to redesign your all the approaches towards that particular. For example, in today, in my office, I'm facing some issues related about my culture. There is a very, you know, you cannot control the gossips. You cannot control the crowd or the things. So that time it is a very difficult, and currently I'm working on that. How can I control this kind of the things, and how can we exposure about our culture? So culture is automatically control or reduce this kind of the conversation on a floor. So still I'm working on that. Today I face this such a suddenly I get these things, suddenly I get the challenge, and still I don't have any answer. Okay, but yes, in design thinking I'm sure I will get the answer. So this is the challenges. I'm never imagined in my career, okay, I suddenly get this part of the things and I'm facing some issue and that. So yes, agility helped me to collaboration. So what I'm doing, I'm going to cross-functional teams activities and planning the activities, and it will help to the each and everyone to understand each other. Okay, so what is exactly the person is facing in manager position or senior level and junior levels or associate level. So each and everyone should be connected with their profiles. So, okay, this kind of the facing. So I'm thinking about that kind of the version. So tomorrow when I reach office, then I try to think, redesign all the things, and then we talk about this part. So this kind of these different challenges, every HR professional are facing, but yes, agility provide their principles, adaptability. So I adopt, yes, I agree with that. This kind of the things is coming that now I started to collaboration, I started to cross functional things, and working with the design thinking, how can I control all the things, how can I empower our culture, how can we improve the things, whatever the things is going on currently about the related to the culture. This is the most, yes.
Okay, great. You remind me like a difference. I mean, there were facts, and because I love to make that analogy when it comes to teams, like team of teams, like working like that. It's not that everybody works on the same project, and then you move, and then you move, and then you move. It's like a different variables within that you need to be fully, available and willing to understand and to, and to live that kind of experience. But okay, I don't want to to go to another world with that kind of conversation. I was thinking also, what will, from that kind of transformation, you shared your challenge, right? From going to traditional to an agile environment. Then what are your learnings from going to one side to the other side? It sounds like more like Star Wars thing, but going from a traditional HR that has a lot today, in today's world, there are a lot of company, a lot of teams, a lot of professionals that work that way. And moving to more an agile and focus on the human-centric experience as well.
Actually, in India, when we talk about the agility adopted by the HR teams or people teams, it is a very few. 90% they are not using the agility or design thinking. They are not aware about the terms. And that's why we are going to working on that part. But if we adopt the agility, we're breaking down the all the traditional thinking. Okay, first of all, because agile is not your last step or last hope. It is the first, your first step toward the new dimension. Might be in future, some of HR professional, they are creating something more impactful methodology in the future. But they should need to step out their comfort zone and start to work on that. Like agility framework, agile people of frameworks, if you are going to implement in the, your people's teams, then you're breaking down the silos. Okay, you talk about the cross-functional team. Okay, you start about the collaboration. You adopt in every situation. Whatever the things is going on, you adopt. For example, if you are going to talk about in my organization, my previous organization, we call the people hybrid people. Okay, we have a three type of work setting. First, in a working from office people. Second one is a hybrid. They come from only 2 days and working from remote permanently. If I call them directly come into the office, if I'm talk about the remote team peoples and I just call in, okay, you guys come into the office, then it is a create a packed situation. But what is the agile builder will work on that part. We slowly call the people for the come to the event, come for the attending the meetings for 1 day, for 2 days, and then slowly we started. Once they are habited about the what they are missing, okay, when they are working from remote locations or remotely, and what is the benefit of working from office, that time when they're realizing, then they started to come to the office. Then you can email to everyone, yes, everyone should be available into the office, and that time everyone is enjoy about that year. But if you suddenly create a panic level and you send an email and no one can come to that part. You need to slowly come to. So you need to break down all the things. You call from the event, you call from the dinner, you call from the lunch and whatever the things. You call from the parties and slowly once they are attached with their colleagues through the face-to-face, okay, if I'm going to the office, then I get this part. We meet, we enjoy the thing while we are working in office. So then they understand what is, then you shoot the email about everyone should be working from office, then it is very easy to react all the things. So agility help you to how to see the situation. You avoid the panicness. We can talk about you embarrass in the experimentation. Okay, so agile help you to experiment. You always talk about the different kind of those. So and that level, you talk about your stakeholders also. If stakeholders is a come and say, okay, from tomorrow everyone should be in office, then you need to convey, you need to convince them. If we think you need to drive all the things with him, if we call them, we call everyone today, then it will be shoot this kind of the vision. If we call 2 days in office, then we will got this kind of the vision. If we call initially, we can go with the agile, then we will get the 100% user, whatever you do. So what is our work? Whatever the stakeholder is asking about the spend or whatever the businesses need, we need to convey that. How can we think about it? Because this is our work to maintain the business goal as well as people goals also align with that. So yes, this is where agility help you to manage all the things, where agility come with the human and business align within one vision, and both are working with the ones. Because agile is always talk about putting people's in a first. It's about the creating such kind of the environment where people's or members feel values, engage and empower to the contribute their best to the world. And this is where we want. That's why we need to rethink about what is our traditional HR perspective is what we are lacking all these things. And now agile, what agile is providing us. So this kind of the difference between traditional to the agility is right.
I see. So I have two more questions. That's all for yes. You. So before we close this episode, the first one is about a tangible result within that transition. What will be an example of a tangible result? Yes, when going from traditional HR to agile people's.
Can you please brief again what exactly?
Yes, okay, let me rethink about that. I will ask you the other question. Usually HR has been like held on the shadows because you only do recruitment, talent acquisition, and then maybe payroll, okay, you are not part of this or something like that. It's like in the shadows, or a bad image about HR or people operations. I think the pandemic, or maybe that is a fact, but I'm not sure about that. I didn't see any case study about that, but you can see on different companies and within college as well. After the pandemic, that kind of image about people operation has changed and has shifted a little about being more strategic. How can you help me? Okay, you are not only for talent acquisition and onboarding and nothing more, or payroll. So you are here for something else. How do you see that kind of vision? Considering agile, that we have that toolkit kind of the name, I would put it simply to simplify. How do you see that kind of switch vision about people operations when we include the agile toolkit for the coming years?
Okay, so when it is my personal experience is like when the COVID pandemic hit us up very badly in businesses. Okay, so that time all the traditional HR perspectives or approaches is a breakdown all things. They are collapsed everywhere. So that time I was personally looking for something. It's what we can create something, or what we need to help in this situation, what is the sense. Then I got to know about the agility. Agility works with the different level. So it is to take a time to learn all the things. Then I share with my friends and my colleagues about that part. Okay, they ping me and they talk about me. We are facing such issues in this COVID pandemic. We are talking about these kind of the things. So I just, and that is just my initial stage to learning about the agility. And at that time, I just talk about the agility. And they're like, oh, what is this kind of the things? So then slowly I started to update, and then I started to exploring agility in this part. And I think I'm in the right direction to answer your question, what you're asking. So then I slowly talk about my colleagues about, okay, we should to implement agile. But it is a very it is very hard to, you know, convey them, to convert into them, to share all the things with them. I create entire the things and PPTs, whatever I need to do, make a easy to easy way to sharing all the things. But still, if your team, when you implement agile, when your team is ready to change, when their mindset is ready to change. If they are not going to take anything, then you cannot do all the things. So this is your first step. When you start to implement agile, you need to motivate, you need to talk about, to talk with your colleagues to change entire things. They should started to absorb this change, and then they create something, or then you create or you transform into the agility. Many times it's like I just fail and I talk about myself, I demotivated entire my journey, what I'm doing, these things, whatever, ignore all the things and we just do traditional way. I don't want to change entire thing. I don't want innovation. I don't want design thinking. I don't want agile. But then again, when I talk about the things with the people, and then I should to take this time, and one day I will transform slowly. Still, we are not implement entire agile, but still, whatever we implement that agile into our businesses, so we feel that we slowly going to the change entire things. We can say that we change slowly to achieving the business goal, as well as yes, we talk about the recruitment, performance, or management systems, or onboarding, and entire the things is going on. But every professional, HR professional in this era, you should be a strategic level. You need to develop your strategies. Okay, so agile will help you, or design thinking help you to create some strategies. Okay, and this is where you go to the beyond the things, beyond the traditional things. You talk about the culture, you talk about the vision. Because my personal things, if your member or your employee is aligned with your business goals, business vision and mission, if their vision mission is aligned with that, then you can achieve whatever the thing. But if they are not aligned with your vision and mission, then you cannot do any kind of the things. Because it's all about the business. Every time HR is like in India, I talk about that. In India, HR is like just the people who is hiring, firing, and they're creating the payroll, and they're creating the salaries, and this kind of the things they are doing. They are not the part of the revenue generation. Okay, so this kind of the vision is created, or this image is created, but agility help you to breaking down all these images, because you talk about the vision, you talk about the business goal, you talk about the you talk with not your stakeholders, you talk about this entire thing with your employees, with your, because you feel that if this kind of the things is happen, if your employee's vision mission is aligned with, then they will achieve your goal. So you are also the part of the revenue generation. So agility help you to develop your approaches with the very different level. You become a strategist. Okay, you create some strategies. You talk about the collaboration. You talk about the cross-functional things. So this kind of the vision you help and to breaking down your own images with this.
Yeah, okay. I appreciate all that. Thank you, Rohit. So my last question is about a result that you are very happy with it after that kind of transformation. If you can share with us something like that.
This rephrase.
A result. Yes, like an outcome that you were expecting from that kind of confirmation, and you achieved that, and you are very happy with it.
Yes, I'm very happy with the Agile because Agile give me that direction where you talk about the innovation, you talk about something is different. Okay. You talk about the people teams are very important for the businesses. And Agile help you to entire your task, your job role, make it easy. Okay, so and it is created to you help to the peoples to develop and grow. About if you talk about with the your peoples, your team members, or your colleagues, or your business employees. Okay, so you achieving their growth. You help to the achieving your growth. You help to the nurturing them, and that is the most satisfied things for my personal things. Because if someone is growing, if someone is hurting, because you also in one phase you also started to growing along with them. So that is the main thing. And also agile is create autonomy. Okay, so it is a help to the your decision making power. Okay, so that is the most important because every time we need to whatever the things we need to do, we need to go with this particular stakeholders, give them approval, or these managers give them approval. Then I started to work on that particular part. But when I'm transform as agility, I have that skills to take a decision and conclude. If there is something I need to required by management or my manager's requirement all the to enter and need their approval that time. Yes, that time I take, but many times I take the decision and resolve the gray. So this kind of the decision making agility provide you to create in your team also. Your team leader, your line manager is a take a decision because you create a such autonomy on the floor. So they take a decision, they don't, because this kind of the you ask for the approval from higher level, and then they when this time frame, if we reduce that, we will work on multiple things. So you complete your task within the time before the deadline, and once you completed your task within the deadline, within the last day or whatever the mention of the day, then you are working with you, means it is increase your productivity. So this kind of the decision making power will create autonomy, and it is help you to achieve this. So yes, I am happy with that because agility provide me the decision making power, help me to identify. That's why I'm talking about decision making. Every agile help to the peoples to make a strategize, make a strategy. They are working with the thinking of the strategic. Yes.
Thank you, Rohit, for sharing this. Yes, I can see you smiling all the time when you have shared this experience. So yes, I can see that is making you happy. So thank you once again. I will be more than happy and more curious to know more about your experience, maybe in another time on a different episode yet or event, I think we will cross paths again. So it will be an honor.
Yes.
Thank you, Rohit. Last questions, where people can reach you?
On LinkedIn, my Gmail, and my WhatsApp number. Everything is working. Anyone can anytime reach me. Yes.
Great. Thank you, Rohit. Have a good night. We will see soon. We will cross paths again. We will see you soon. And
yes.
Everything, every contact of you will be put in the episode description. So until next episode, take care and stay safe.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks to everyone who makes these podcasts possible. In particular, thanks to the guest speakers and to you who are on the other side listening. If you liked it and were able to learn something new today, we invite you to share it with your entire network. We also invite you to subscribe to our different channels to follow our latest news. If you are interested in being part of these series, you can apply by clicking on the link that is in the general presentation of the podcast. Until next time.